I read the newspaper article that was in the Mortgage and Selby papers. I'm not happy that this is being made out to be my fault, according to your article. That's how I took it. Commissioner Olgaard, is this your intent to smear the sheriff's office and label them with fault of what is going on? It seems like the sheriff's office as a whole has been targeted for things out of my control. I had no idea the jail was going to close. I had to put a transport team together. I had to put things together in a short order of time, try and make things work. The commission then made them all salary to put them on call at home and check per diem away for meals that the county has always paid and the employees have gotten. It is not your job with these things when it comes to my employees. It doesn't have anything to do with this board. It's micromanagement is all this is. I had very little time to prepare for the changes the commission board has made, forced me to lay off jail employees on different separate occasions. Overall, we once had 13 total employees with a couple of part-time employees. We now have four. A total of 9 employees, including the jail administrator, have been laid off. The jail admin was put into a vacant deputy sheriff position within the sheriff's office. I have three staff, within the sheriff's office, sheriff and 2 full-time deputies. There is part-time, but that is very, very limited on how I can use them. This will not be depleted, as that would be negligent on my part, and that is not happening. The citizens of this county would not appreciate the board forcing me to do such a thing. It is not working with 4 transport employees. It is going to create, a lot of turnover among employees. I already have disgruntled employees already, and we're trying to work on those issues. As an elected official, I do not appreciate being the center of attention in a newspaper article, and I am speaking for all of us that are in elected office. Liability and safety are a huge issue with these cuts. I was ridiculed for using female transport officer to transport a female that used to be a full-time employee. That used to be part of the transport team until further cuts were made. I called her back to duty when I was short-handed and no females were available to transport. This is going to happen with only having 4 transport, regardless of having sick leave or vacation or any other duties. Why the perk of the employee is gone. Vetting of employees for these positions is my responsibility, not the commission board's. Again, more micromanagement. I have to put the best people in place available to me at the time and utilize employees that I already had at my disposal. We have been fortunate that 3 of these employees laid off have stepped up to the plate to assist the shortfalls of the staffing. This has been a huge help to me and very much appreciated. Do not question me as to why I did something. You have no idea what went on during the selection process. It is very hard letting people go. Do you know all the facts as to why a person wasn't chosen for the transport? No, you do not. Many factors went into choosing the team. One of those is being accountable and the willingness to be called on short notice. Life, safety, and liberty of the citizens of the county are at stake here and will not be sacrificed at any cost by the sheriff's office. The right things need to be done. The commission board should not be concerned with finding ways to undercut the system and cause additional liability and safety issues. Things need to be avoided. We don't want lawsuits. Making cuts and asking the sheriff to condone such ridiculous, unsafe measures is ludicrous. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.